Hello, and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Customs, Pikachu, we don't evolve, we just level up. We're here with Tom, nerdier than you are, Chatfield.
What up?
What's up, Tom? This is our boys, the boys, season 5 predictions 2 years beforehand, before anyone knows what's going on. I don't even think the writers have finished writing the season.
Probably not.
But I always like doing these episodes, because it's fun to come back to 2 years later, but also it's one of those episodes that, like, you can listen to for 2+ years.
Or right.
2 years until the show comes out. We will also be talking a little bit about House of Dragons, because I am genuinely curious about Tom's thoughts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's get into it. Tom!
What's up?
What have you been nerding out on?
Mainly Fallout. Still got back into that. I started a whole new character that I have 2 days into now.
Wait, so. You started a new character?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's... So his whole backstory is, after he got in the army, professional boxer.
Nice.
And so he's just this Irish, like, he has, like, reddish hair, and he has this big, like, mutton chop, and he's the stereotypical drunk Irishman.
Nice. All right.
And he is my unarmed only
melee build.
So I can use my fists, the knuckles, the meat hooks, the Deathclaw Gauntlet, the Power Fist. So any of those. Because all those are all classified as unarmed.
Yeah.
And all perks bonus them. But it's fun because in order to play this, I have never used chems so much. Yeah. Like, I'm constantly using chems. And so now I just made it into it that in order for him to keep running through and trying to find his son, he's just going on this, like, downward spiral of addiction. Nice. And he's just, like, huffing jet constantly. I think the pinnacle was when I got to the castle, and I just literally, I think at one point I looked at my thing and I had 10 different status bonuses from all the chems and all the alcohol that I was on.
Goddamn, nice.
And I vatsed at the castle when the big Marler Queen comes with my Power Fist, and I literally two-shot punched through her and, like, I had some weird clipping where it looked like I phased through her. So I just imagined him, like, high on everything, and he just, like, one punches, like, straight through the torso.
I mean, in a way, you could be One Punch Man with the anime.
I mean, that's what it's becoming. I'm starting to punch Deathclaws and beat them. It's fun.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about too much because we're going to be doing our Fallout episode, like, right afterwards. I almost wish we could do it a week later so you can give me an update. Maybe I'll have to do a quick one next week. Yeah, that's how I feel about my melee build. It's very similar to, I'm pretty much at the point where I'm, like, one-shotting, like, really big enemies that would, like, give me trouble in other builds.
Yeah.
But I'm at level 67 on that one.
Yep. So. Yeah, I wanted to make a raider character that I actually was going to side with Nuka World. And so then I was like, how would this person from 200 years ago go down a spiral where becoming a raider seems fine and forgetting about his son?
That is a good question, and I want to talk more about that in the other episode. Let's do it.
Sorry, I'm getting all excited about that.
You're good. I mean, it's my fault because I'm saving it from the other episode, so we have enough energy to talk about it.
Correct.
So that's where our energy's at.
Right.
I can't answer this question because it's also just Fallout. It's been 4 weeks of straight up. It's been just Fallout. I've just watched some One Piece. My internet adapter for my computer is going out, and so, like, there will be straight up 4 or 5 days where I will not have internet connected to just that computer alone, and then it'll randomly work again, so I never, like, feel the need to buy it. But when it happens, like, I can't do any internet on the computer, so we don't watch One Piece.
Gotcha.
But One Piece has been the I did watch a couple episodes last night. Finally at episode 800.
800.
Out of 1,100.
Well, you only got 300 more. You're way more than pot committed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he,
like, current?
I think he's current now. I would assume he's current. I haven't spoken to him in, like, a month. Which is weird to say.
Yeah. Shout out, Brandon, wherever you are.
Yeah. We will talk soon, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully before this episode airs.
Well, this episode airs in, like, 3 days.
That's so possible.
Oh, I should just do a shout out real quick, or, you know, give a quick text message.
Yeah, maybe.
He's just randomly listening to this, be like, oh, I'm being talked about here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Brandon, we love you. Please come back.
Come back to the show.
For the record, he has not quit.
Right.
There's just days, there's just weeks we don't talk.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an ADHD thing.
Probably. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. We have to talk. We've been doing D&D. I guess that's the other thing we could say is D&D.
Oh, yeah, D&D has been consistent. Yeah. But that's for me, it's been every Monday for the past 3 years. So.
I'm very excited that you had me join, and I'm happy I said yes instead of no. Because it's this whole summer that's been kind of like the... Like, I'll forget that it's on Monday, because I often forget just, like, what day it is.
Mm-hmm.
But someone will remind me, like, hey, you have D&D tonight. I'm like, I do. Sweet.
Is that someone usually your wife?
Usually.
Yeah.
But there'll be other people, like, because I get infusions. Mm-hmm. And, like, the lady, because I used to do every Mondays with her.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be like, oh, yeah, it's Monday. You have D&D tonight. And I'm like, I do. How do you remember?
It's a nice... medical professional there actually remembers stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well,
shout out to my nurse.
Yeah, there you go.
So, all right, let's get into the news. All right, I think, Tom, you're going to like this one. How do you feel about Chick-fil-A?
They're a chicken sandwich shop. their food's good.
They are now, but apparently... And this was on IGN.
Okay.
They're getting into the streaming business.
What? Yeah. What the fuck are they going to stream?
I don't know.
How to fry but chicken tenders?
But you can't stream on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't know if that's the case. I just made that up.
No streaming on Sundays.
I feel like if they're going to do streaming, they should just not make it work like on Sundays. It will make no sense, but like just lore-wise for Chick-fil-A, I feel like you have to do it.
Yeah. You can't stream anything on Sundays. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I didn't look any further into it. I just saw it. I'm like, what the f-? They're like trying to get like TV shows and producers for their own streaming service. I'm like, this is not a company that I once thought.
It's a restaurant. How what?
It's a chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this kind of reminds me of like when McDonald's made movies. But I'm like, it's like a one project thing.
Right.
They're going for like legit streaming service. Like, it's not even like nerdy news. I just saw it. I'm like, that's we gotta talk about it.
Just imagine, The Witcher 3 now streaming on Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A Plus.
Chick-fil-A Plus. Yeah.
Oh.
Or iFilet. I don't know.
I just assume it'd be Bible study things.
Maybe.
Like the Chick-fil-A characters are going on a trip to learn about Jesus. But you can't learn about it on Sundays.
Yep, can't learn about it on Sundays.
I just thought you'd find it funny.
It's a little funny.
You heard me talk about the Acolyte a little bit.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? They're done.
With the show?
Yeah, they canceled it.
God.
No more season 2, and I did a TikTok thing and I was disappointed.
Yeah?
I legitimately am disappointed.
Train wrecks are fun to watch sometimes.
It was like one of those train wrecks that like it was like a car crash that somehow turned good. Mm-hmm. For like a part of it, and then
they're gonna live. Oh no, they're dead. Never mind.
I'm trying to think of like how a car crash would even like resemble the Acolyte. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was one of those shows that, like, the first 4 episodes are awful, but, like, episode 5 and episode 6 were actually really good. And then episode 7 was, like, would be a great intro, but for some reason they decided to make it the penultimate episode because they just retold the same story, the same origin story from episode 3, but from, like, a different perspective.
Yep.
But it wasn't, like, it was basically just, like, a more filled episode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why didn't you just make this episode 1, and I would have been like excited for the show.
I think that Disney and Star Wars is having the Marvel effect
a little bit. Yeah.
And so I had the same thing where like when they first started coming out with TV shows, I was like, oh cool, I'm gonna watch this, and, you know, and then I watched one episode, you know, or I watched the season, and then all of a sudden like 15 more, you know, brand new TV shows, I'm just like, I just can't keep up with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's my job to keep up with it, and I struggle with it sometimes.
And so that's why I think Star Wars, like, Mandalorian was like the first TV series that really hit. I think
it's the first one they did.
And it hit.
Yeah.
So I watched the shit out of season one and two of Mando. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, Obi-Wan came out, and
Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah, Book of Boba Fett, and Rogue One, and The Acolyte, and this and that. I'm just like, I quit. I'm not watching anymore.
Yeah, and for the record, Andor is what you're thinking.
Andor, yes.
And that one's worth it.
Yeah,
but also it's worth it, but like it's not like necessary.
Yeah, that might be the only one that I'd ever consider watching, just because you guys have said it was
it's so good. It's a But no, I agree. It's one of those, like, I'm a nerd. I want to see all of it, but at the same time, it's, like, overwhelming, and it's not, it's more quantity than quality.
Exactly.
So, and if you want quantity and quality, watch One Piece. It will give you the quantity of quality, and you're just like, God damn it, I don't want to learn about this backstory, but then you learn it, and you're like, okay, it's pretty good.
Did you see, I just saw this today, there is a, animated movie directed by Peter Jackson that it's called like the War of the Rohirrim or something
War of the Rings?
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, like War of the Rohirrim, I want to say it is or something.
Yeah, it's coming out Christmas.
Yeah, and it's coming out, or yeah, I don't know. I just saw that. I was like, yes.
I know nothing about it. I just saw it. I didn't even like write it in because they just announced it like either a day or two
ago. Well, that's what I said. I saw that and I was like, they're making... Peter Jackson is making another licensed Lord of the Rings thing. I'm like, yeah.
I thought it was like, I actually thought like when I saw the trailer, like I didn't even pay attention to it because I thought it was just a re-release of like the other movies.
Oh, because it shows a bunch of the clips of the movies.
So like I didn't even pay attention at first, but then I kept seeing posts about it, and then I'm like, okay, why are people like actually caring about this? And then I saw it was an animated movie. I was like, oh shit, okay, nice.
And I think Rohan's arguably the coolest faction.
Yeah.
In all of Lord of the Rings.
I need to up my knowledge of the...
Your Tolkien lore.
I did one, like, giant marathon one weekend. Loved it, but I haven't really been back to it.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I definitely need to. Tried doing it for Rings of Power in that show. Yeah, that show kind of killed it.
No.
I'm like, this is bad.
Yes, just let Peter Jackson have his hands on it. He hasn't fucked it up ever. Well, I mean, Hobbit, I could say arguably is a little bit more fuck-up-y than Lord of the Rings. Yeah. But anyways, nowhere near as bad as Rings of Power. That thing was something.
I had more hopes.
Oh, so did I. I was really pumped.
Are they coming out with the season 2 for that?
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Oh, okay.
And every time I see the preview, I just go, oh. Like literally just scoff at it.
You just wish it was The Acolyte and they just canceled it.
Yep.
Come out with something new. Try again.
I don't know how they honestly made a season 2.
Maybe the numbers were just good enough.
They could have been, but I think anybody I heard Tolkien was just turning in their grave.
Probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you see this? The new the anthology series called Secret Levels.
I want to say, go on.
Okay, I don't know much about it. I just heard about it. So it's an anthology series where they're talking about how they're going to show us stories from different video games. But it's like every episode is a different video game series. And I learned about it because I saw it on my Google feed that there's going to be a Warhammer episode. There's gonna be God of War, Pac-Man, there's a few other ones, but I know like Warhammer is one of them.
Yeah, no, because I instantly saw when they had those like shadows fighting in the background, I'm like, ah, it's a silhouette of a Space Marine right there, what's this all about? Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about now. Is it gonna be a series?
Yeah, it's gonna be an anthology series. I think it's 15 episodes, and I think it's gonna be like 15 different games.
Are they all going to be standalone stories, I'm assuming?
Anthology.
Okay. Oh, right. Like, what was it, Love, Death, and Robots?
Yeah, actually, I think it's from the makers of Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's...
Oh, sick. They're fucked. I love those guys.
Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, when you said that name, I was like, aha, that's the... I'm pretty sure that's the connection.
Okay. What's it called again?
Secret Levels.
Secret Levels.
I'm pretty sure that's... I didn't know much about it. I just kept seeing it.
Yeah, no, I saw that, too, on a Google... Facebook feed something. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, I was like, yes.
It's been a busy couple of days, so like I haven't been able to like dive into it, but I'll like screenshot it.
Like, this has been like the first time I've been excited about news recently, I feel like.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's like, oh, Marvel's making another shitter, and Tom's like, yeah, yeah.
that's been the last month is Marvel news.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. is going to be Doctor Doom.
Oh, did I send you that meme where it was the Avengers, but everyone's face was just replaced with Robert Downey Jr.?
Just black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then his Black Panther looked exactly like his character from...
I would watch that.
What's that?
I would watch it. I feel like I'd be questioning the ethics on all of it, but I'd watch it.
Robert Downey Jr. is the Avengers.
You'd do a great job.
Yeah.
All right. Rumor mills. This is actually all Marvel rumor mills.
Okay. So, stop you. I saw Deadpool last week.
Saw Deadpool?
Yep.
All right. Let's hold off on that. Okay. And give me your... All right. So this is rumor mill. I don't have a thing for the rumor mill. I should make a production sound. It's a new thing I'm going to do.
I like that. Actually, that's... Yeah.
Rumor mill. That's on it. All right. Taika Waititi is done with Marvel. And done with Disney.
Okay.
He is no longer doing Thor. And apparently he got kicked off of Star Wars because he was doing a Star Wars film.
Is this a director?
Yeah, he's the one who did Ragnarok and Love and Thunder.
Okay.
He also did Jojo's Rabbit and a couple other things. He's like actually a really good director. It's just the last Thor movie.
So the rumor mill is that he's on his way out.
Basically, he's not coming back for Thor, and they're no longer going through with his Star Wars film. Because he was making a Star Wars film, and it was going to be its own thing.
Interesting.
Which I was, like, okay with. I feel like he's really good at making his own thing, but, like, taking something else. Because if you know anything about Taika Waititi, he just kind of ad-libs everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will have a full-on script, and he'll just throw it out. Like, actors will just ad-lib the story. Ragnarok turned out great. Love and Thunder, not so much.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. Apparently he's going to be the villain in Secret Wars.
Huh?
Which I honestly think is going to be would be dope and would make sense. Because Secret Wars, the rumor is Doctor Doom is going to be Emperor God Doom, which is his arc in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's going to be Emperor God Doom, and he's going to be, you know, Robert Downey Jr., potentially a variant of Tony Stark... It would make sense for Tom Holland to, you know, at least initially side with him.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also going to have the... Because he got this suit from Secret Wars in the comics. The Black Symbiote suit.
Okay.
So, Black Symbiote suit plus Robert Downey Jr.'s Doctor Doom.
Mm.
I feel like it makes sense. Two more and then we will move on. Miss Marvel is cut from Daredevil. Which is supposed to be, like, an R-rated, like, show.
Ooh.
And Miss Marvel is a very, like, Spider-Man-esque
character. She's very goody.
I'm actually sad about that news.
I'm not. I hate Miss Marvel as a character in all the MCU. She's so boring.
You don't like Miss Marvel?
No, because she's a Superman character, and I fucking hate Superman, too.
Oh, you mean Captain Marvel.
Oh. Sorry, what did you say?
Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel. I thought you were talking about Captain Marvel.
I mean... Miss Marvel is literally the same name as Captain Marvel. Yeah. It makes sense. Yeah. Captain Marvel is boring. Miss Marvel is essentially like Spider-Man-esque. She is a huge fan of Captain Marvel.
She's the one with the big hands.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Biggin.
And Bacon?
And Biggin.
Oh.
That's something she shouts in the comics.
And then her hands get real big?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not
and
so
Biggin. Oh, did work.
I mean, if you have, you know... If your body is essentially, like, you can manipulate your body, I mean, that's, I feel like as a guy, it's something you would do.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the first thing every guy would do.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
In Biggin? Yeah.
Biggin. All right. But yeah, she's cut from Daredevil, and I thought it was, like, just a weird rumor, because I didn't know she was in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, kind of sad about that, because, like, you know, Daredevil, Punisher, it's going to be super hardcore, and then you just have this character freaking out over everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her in Marvels.
What universe do they call, like, that Daredevil, Punisher, you know, that part of, like...
The Netflix?
No. Because it's not part of the MCU, right? Or is it?
I think now it is.
Now it is, technically.
There was a producer that said that they consider what the events of Netflix as part of main canon now.
Well, I suppose because they did put... Wasn't Daredevil in The Last Avengers?
Daredevil was...
Or was, what was he in?
No Way Home. He was in Echo and She-Hulk.
Okay.
But he was in No Way Home. Must and have been No Kingpin Way Home. Kingpin was in Hawkeye. And he was also in Echo.
Okay.
But he technically he got shot in the eye in Hawkeye. So, I don't know. It's confusing because, like, for the longest time, Netflix, like, they acted like they were part of the MCU, but the MCU never, like, talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the longest time, it just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, oh, now it is.
So is Deadpool officially MCU now?
Yeah. Well,
and what made them officially MCU? Because nothing X-Men did.
Disney bought Fox and made a Deadpool film.
Just made a haha funny.
Yeah, like that. I feel like that's just like the
that is pretty Deadpoolish, though. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like, yep, your part now. How? Don't matter.
Last thing, we'll talk Deadpool. Ultron is coming to Vision Quest. That was the last of the rumor mill. There was like a shit ton of like rumor mill stuff, and I keep doing. I'm like, I don't think this is news because I don't even know. Like, I don't trust the source, but I'm like,
I don't know if this is. If this is a hot topic, but Age of Ultron, not a good Avengers film.
It's not.
It's terrible.
It's only a hot topic around Ernie, because he likes that film.
He likes that one?
Yeah.
He likes the bad ones, doesn't he? He's like, yeah,
Iron Man
2's greatest one ever, Ernie. What?
And then, yeah, Age of Ultron, that's another one, too. It's like, man, you're alone on this. Well, I guess Ro also really likes those movies.
My die on this hill is Love and Thunder. I didn't think Love and Thunder was that bad.
No?
I actually enjoyed it.
Okay. I would.
That's my hot take.
Okay. I don't mind parts of it. There was just... It could have been tighter.
Yeah.
So, I don't hate Love and Thunder. I just don't think it was good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think any MCU movie is really that bad.
Yeah. They're all watchable.
Yeah,
for the most part.
I think the only one that's close is like Eternals.
Yeah, I can't say the same about the DCEU.
Suicide Squad, the first one.
First one was better than the second one.
Was it?
James
Gunn's?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They both had their points. Again, Suicide Squad, I didn't hate. Black Adam, though. That's the only one I've ever...
Okay, yeah.
I've never turned off a video
so quick. That one's bad. That one is like a VOD movie.
It is.
And speaking of VOD, boys...
Yeah, let's get to that, and then we're like a half hour into stuff.
24 minutes.
Yeah.
Been a while since we talked.
Right. Well,
the boys' prediction. Let's talk House of Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Deadpool, we still got that, too.
Yeah. Give me your fresh takes on Deadpool and Wolverine.
Fresh
takes...
I was less excited about it than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah?
But I still really liked it.
Okay.
It still was really... It was entertaining. It's probably something better than Marvel's put out in a long time.
Yeah.
The fact that they reprised Wesley Snipes as Blade made my childhood, like, rejoice. And I'm like, Blade's part of the MCU.
Did you like that joke?
Which one did he say?
He's like, and he's the only Blade.
Oh, yeah.
And like... Yeah, Ryan Reynolds or Deadpool just looks at the camera slowly.
Yep, ripping at him.
Well, it's funny because we're supposed to get a play next year.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, I have no idea. Now I keep another rumor mill. Apparently, they're trying to get Wesley Snipes back
for Blade.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yes!
Like main character wise, I'm like, he's no Blade.
I think they could easily just mumbo jumbo it and be like, yeah, Daywalker's still age. Like a human, but, you know, so eventually they'll die, but... So maybe that's how they are going to be able to explain how Blade gets old?
It's a comic book movie. They can explain anything.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what I think. I think that's the route that they would go.
They've already, like, crossed so many routes. Because they used to have, like, no double actor rules and made it very grounded and consistent. But, yeah, now with the whole multiverse thing, it's just, like... It seems like everything's fair.
Didn't they do that with... Iron Man 1 and 2?
Keeping grounded?
No, not replace actors.
Oh, I mean, they did.
They did it with Warmonger.
Not Warmonger. They did it with War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine. Yeah. Was Daniel Cheetah, right? Cheetah's one of them.
Terrence Howard, and then... Why am I blanking on that? Yeah. Donald... Why am I blanking on his name?
Cheetah, right? And this is his last name?
It doesn't sound right, but I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Great actor. They will probably replace actors because they did it with Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo, but they won't, like, you can't be two characters. Like, that was, like, their biggest rule. You can't be two characters. And obviously now they're like, Robert Downey Jr. is Doctor Doom. So obviously that rule is, like, out the window now. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they also have Chris Evans as, like, two characters as well. But, yeah, what was your rating on Deadpool and Wolverine?
Oh, it was easily a solid 4.
Solid 4?
Yeah.
I think I added, like, 4 minus 3 plus. I thought it was really good, but it wasn't, like... I have a hard... It wasn't, like, a great story. Like, it was an entertaining... It was a great story when it comes to entertainment and cameos, but when it comes to, like, the actual story itself, I'm like, it's kind of just a story. But it's also Deadpool for you, right, too.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle, yes. Okay.
I just was forgetting the Ellie at the end of it.
Alright, so you gave it a 4.
Yeah, no, it was funny, it was entertaining, it was exactly what I expected. Favorite
moment?
Oh, God, that's tough. No, come back to me on that one, someone will come to me.
Okay. Next week, find out on Tom's thoughts on his favorite
Deadpool
moment and Wolverine. Alright, House of Dragons. I am genuinely curious what your thoughts are on this, because I kept seeing after House of Dragons, like, the finale aired, there was a lot of uproar about the underwhelming of the finale, and there was a lot, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos and a lot of people on TikTok saying, like, asking, like, what's wrong with House of Dragons, how can we fix it? And I'm curious what your thoughts were, and I was also curious on Donald's thoughts, because, like, the way I took it is, I thought it was a good to great show throughout the entire run, and I kind of had a feeling that we weren't going to get the explosive finale that we were supposed to get, so I wasn't upset by the, because we got 8 episodes and we were supposed to get 10, and that, to me, it just tells me that, like, oh, they ran out of budget, they're ending it not in, like, probably not the most entertaining way, and we're supposed to get 4 seasons of House of Dragons. What was your thoughts, takes on season 2?
No, season 2 was good. I was expecting, I guess, a little bit more ramp up in the war.
Yeah.
But by the time I got halfway through, I was kind of like, oh, okay, it makes sense. People, they really don't want to just murder each other. They're still trying to figure out ways to, stop this. So by the end of it, I actually wasn't that, like, shocked that, I mean, it definitely was a tease.
Yeah.
And it was just literally like an hour long trailer for season 3.
Yep, basically.
And it was just like, hey, look at all this cool stuff that we have going on here. Yeah? You want to come back next year, don't you? So that was, like, the only part of it that I was like, ah, that's shitty. But, like, no, story-wise, I thought it was acceptable ending.
Yeah. That was just really good. And we're supposed to get the big battle, like, first couple episodes of season 3. And I think, like, I guess, like, when I read the articles, they were talking about it, like, yeah, we really wanted to do, like, a longer season. Like, our plan was to, like, end it with 10 episodes, and it was going to end on a huge bang, but we just couldn't do it. We couldn't do it with the budget. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. And at least, like, but I don't think that was, like, the main story going through. I don't think people were expecting. They were expecting a civil war. And I remember reading IGN, they were talking about, it's usually, like, the first place I go to, and then I'll start, like, spreading out. But they were just talking about how, like, they were very underwhelmed with the first couple episodes. Like, we wanted a civil war, and they didn't get into it. I'm like, but this is...
It's Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones. It's very political intriguey.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not going to get into a war. You're going to get into all the political backings of everything, The episode 7, I thought, was fun. And I really like the idea of, like, a new, like... people who aren't, like, high status in society, and a dragon just coming in and be like, hey, You're My Rider now.
Right.
I thought that was like a dope. Like, I'm like, if this was the show, like if it started with this episode and this was the premise and he was the main character, I'm like, this would be kind of a dope show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, this giant ass dragon found you, chose you, and now you must fight for, you know, the queen of the story. I'm like, this is kind of a dope character. I kind of like that narrative.
Yeah.
But also, like, the brutality of, like, that whole scene, too. Where, like, hey, we have three or four, you know, we have a couple dragons. Only a few of them are going to be able to ride it. But we have, like, tens, dozens of people. And then they all just get brutally, like, massacred by the dragon.
Feeding the dragons. It was two-edged sword. Yeah, got riders and fed the dragons for a day or two.
I feel like after a couple people, they were full, man.
I don't know. I don't say... Varimathor is pretty big.
It was, yeah, they are pretty. I was wondering how much people it would take, but it didn't seem like they were really feeding on the people. It seemed like they were mostly like, who the fuck are you guys? All right, I'm just. You dead, you food for later.
I love that episode because just like for the next week on TikTok, it was just people, videos of their cats. Obey, Varimathor. And they just kept taking all the lines of dialogue from that part.
Nice.
Have you seen those?
I have not.
Oh, actually. Yeah. They were for like the week after that episode aired. And it was just, you know, people like doing it with their cat. And then, you know, they'd like get really close to him, like, you know, and then the cat would bap you as as it breathed fire. That was pretty good.
That would be. I wish my cats were younger for that. You know, they were fucking terrors when they were younger. Now they would just kind of probably just let me pet them.
Yep.
Like, God.
They are obeying now.
They have obeyed. They are mine. All right, let's get into the Boys 33 minutes later.
Sweet.
All right. So, The Boys season 5. Let's do a quick recap. And I just realized I have like 20 dots of recap.
Oh, boy.
There was a lot that happened in season 4, but I want to set the stage for the predictions. So, in season 4, Homelander is charged at Vought. The Deep is... He's bought in and being a monster. Homelander hires Sage and Firecracker. Sage has a plan for superhero domination. Homelander and Sage conspire to take out the president and gain control via Victoria Newman, who would then become the president. Currently, Newman and Robert Singer?
Yep.
They were running for election, so that was like the whole storyline. Newman's trying to grab power, but ultimately gets pushed by Homelander and gets put in the spot. Homelander is now parenting Ryan, and he basically tells Ryan to treat humans as beneath them. Like, we are superior, they are just humans. Ryan accidentally kills a couple people, and also gets in a position where he has another human beating up on the director guy.
Yep.
The Boys are a mess.
Oh, Huey, and kills Mallory.
Yes. Did I put in that in there? I was leading up to it.
Oh, no.
The Boys are a mess. Huey's coming down from season 3 still. Starlight's punching everybody. Butcher is seeing people and has a weird power.
Everyone talks about Aaron Moriarty's butt.
Yep.
That part. You forgot that part.
Yeah, well, I mean, MM and Aaron Moriarty looks completely different this year.
They're still the same actors.
We questioned MM. There's so many people are like, is this the same actor? He's like, yeah, he just lost a shit ton of weight.
That's too bad. I like beefy MM.
Yeah. It's always just like, you know, when it happens to the actors, you just like, you try to explain it through the story, but it didn't make sense. Kimiko and Frenchie are at odds. They're not a couple throughout the whole story. Eventually become a couple. MM is charged. His OCD's gone rampant. Huey's dad dies. A-Train becomes a mole, but also a hero. Butcher finds the virus that kills superheroes. And then in finale, Butcher kills Newman. The President Singer is arrested. Homelander becomes essentially the leader of the United States via president of his own choosing. Leads a squad to essentially arrest anyone who's against superheroes. And the Boys, minus Butcher and Starlight, are all arrested. Kimiko has been confirmed as arrested.
Oh, was she too?
Yeah. In the show, like, it was just Sam holding her, so I don't think. In the show, it wasn't confirmed, but via...
which is weird. Why would they arrest her? Because they were letting all the Supes live. Because she's a Soup.
I think
that's the reason why they let Starlight go.
Well, I don't think they were trying to let Starlight go.
I think so.
There was a post. So I don't know if you know this. There's a VOT like Instagram and Tik, at least an Instagram account, where VOT like pretends like their actual company, and they like will announce different things. So they announced that they are cutting the A-Train movie.
Uh-huh.
And it was the whole Ashley is like, we're cutting this movie, but don't worry, tax exemption. We're doing it for the money. And then like the whole like Ashley's gone away for a little bit, but here's some, you know, they did through that thread. They confirmed that Kimiko has been caught. Like they released a thing like Kimiko has been captured among like the rest of the boys, Starlight and Butcher is at large.
Gotcha.
Did I miss anything? I mean, I know there's other, you know, the whole
Weaver.
Yeah.
That's about it.
But yeah, so we're pretty much at the point where the boys are arrested.
Yep.
Starlight's at large. Butcher is essentially just a villain at this point at large because he killed Newman when Huey and the rest of them were going to work with Newman.
Yeah.
So, I asked you, give me 5 predictions for season 5 in the finale. I have 16 written. You win if you get one that I agree with.
That you don't have?
That I don't have.
Okay. Ryan becomes the penultimate villain. Butcher will finally kill Homelander, but him witnessing that will send Ryan over the edge.
Yep.
And will become a worse villain than Homelander ever was.
Okay. That's a good one. I actually have that too.
Yeah.
My number one is Homelander versus Butcher at the end.
Yep.
Butcher, but I guess I don't say Ryan's the final villain. I say Butcher or Ryan is the final villain.
Yeah. I think Butcher will die shortly after. Like, he will expend everything that he has left, and he'll finally die after killing. And then Ryan, with no father figures, just becomes just as evil as Homelander.
I added to this because I originally wrote it as either Butcher or Ryan becomes the final villain, but I added to it. I think Soldier Boy kills the winner.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it's going to be Butcher versus Ryan at the end, like at the very, very end.
Yeah.
And I think Soldier Boy comes in and kills them all.
Yeah. No, just the real noir, or the noir 2 theory from the comics was right. Yeah. And he just comes in.
I wrote that. Like, it might also be black noir, and they just do that.
I like how they were like going away from that, but it would be funny if they just all of a sudden like, just kidding.
I mean, it would work.
You know?
It would work.
Because, if he's just playing this idiot, that idiot actor, but he, you know, really the whole time is just the kill switch.
Yeah, I do have a prediction on that too, but I don't want to reveal all my predictions before you.
So
you have your one.
See, that's another prediction of mine, though, but they both have to do with the end. So does that, can those both coexist?
Yeah.
In the same universe? I could say either it's this one or this one.
Yeah, I have either or.
Okay.
That's what I do with a lot of it, because I think like a couple of my predictions, I'm like, it's either going to happen this way or this way.
That's my other prediction, is that they go the comic book route and surprise Noir actually is the Homelander clone.
Yeah. I don't know. He's not the clone.
No.
He'd be like the black clone, the black brother.
We haven't seen his face.
Huh?
We haven't seen his face.
No, we have.
Oh, have you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did see his face. He surprisingly looks a lot like the other Black Noir.
Right.
He might be just a clone of Black Noir.
Probably.
I feel like that makes sense. But Black Noir was the black clone of Soldier Boy.
Ooh.
So he is uncle father?
Wow, I just got into some Louisiana level type stuff here.
All right, you got some more predictions? They could be smaller too.
There's going to be a tragic ending for Kimiko and Frenchie.
Okay.
I feel like they just introduced it. They finally accepted each other.
Yep.
As, you know, partners potentially. And it's going to end with one of them dead. Probably Frenchie.
Frenchie
will probably finally do the altruistic thing and, you know, save.
Yeah. Sacrifice
yeah, himself. Sacrifice himself.
It just seems like a Frenchy thing to do.
It does.
Okay. I like it. I don't have it, but I do have something on Frenchy and Kimiko.
Okay.
So, okay. What else you got?
I just gave one.
No. It's a good one.
Oh. Am I supposed to do all five of mine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess I can like also go. I want to give you a chance to...
Oh, see if I beat you. Or don't have one.
If you have like one that I haven't come up with.
Okay.
I don't want to take away some of yours.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Or do you want me to go?
Newman's daughter becomes a villain.
Ooh. Okay. I don't have that one.
I mean, she just literally witnessed her mom get torn in half by Butcher. The boys and Butcher, and I feel like that would be enough to drive her towards Homelander and be like, I want to kill these pieces.
I mean, she's going to be a teenager? She's Ryan's age.
Yeah, she's Ryan's age, I would think.
So by the time season 2 comes along, she's probably going to be a full-fledged, like, a young adult almost.
Yeah.
Teenage, where Ryan is that too. So I can see that. That's a good one.
Or maybe she also gets involved with Ryan, and that's what starts Ryan down the path of darkness a little bit more.
Okay.
Because she's just seeking revenge, and she, like, maybe is using Ryan in order to get what she wants.
I can see it. I like it. I think one or two things are going to happen with her. And I forget the character's name.
Yeah, she's the lead.
Sophie?
Sophie.
Is it Sophie?
I think so.
Something similar. I think it's going to be one of two things. I think it's going to be either we do not see her again, or she's going to be a villain.
A role of some sort.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's either one or the other. She's either not going to come back, or she's going to have a role.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good one. If you want time to think, I can.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I have number one, Homelander versus Butcher. Number two, I did write Butcher or Ryan as the final villain. And I wrote, Black Noir might also just be the final villain, too. And I also think Soldier Boy comes in the play and killed the winner at the end. Number three is about A-Train.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just taking my prediction from season 4 and I'm putting in this season 5.
He's dead.
He dies a hero. He
dies a hero somehow.
I mean, like, the other thing is he's a hero. He becomes one of the heroes, or he gets outed for the things he's done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the other thing that could happen. But I think he dies a hero. I think he dies with a positive name.
Yeah.
I don't see how it doesn't.
Right. Other prediction I had is that Ashley will join the boys and be key to how they actually get out of prison.
Okay. That's a good one.
She just vetoed herself.
Yep.
And she literally just saw everyone else get murdered for knowing too much. So yep. I think she's officially...
You think she's
out of Vought?
So I have an Ashley prediction, and I went the other way.
Did you?
I think Ashley, now that she's a superhero, will try to adhere to Homelander. And I think Homelander's going to just fucking murder her immediately. And that's going to be the end of Ashley.
Hmm.
I think it's going to be the first episode. She's just dead.
Yep.
I feel like it's
plausible.
I feel like it's somewhat satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, she's a big character, and, like, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve more, and I think your role would definitely expand upon it, but I also just think, like, I don't know, like, where her story ends. I feel like it could just be one of those things, like, it just ends here.
Yeah.
So, no, I like it, though.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too. Like, I was thinking, like, is Ashley going to turn? It does make sense, because she did help Queen Maeve out.
Mm-hmm.
She's already helping A-Train.
Yep.
She was already, like, considering it. So it would make sense, and I think it would fill her character out more.
Right.
But also, the boys just like to murder people, and I think she would be a prime candidate.
Yeah, she might get murder hoboed right away.
Yeah. All right. I have a deep one, unless you want to do a deep one.
Nope. My only other prediction was that, to add on to that one, Stan Edgar
okay.
is also utilized. Because, like, they all have way more reasons now to end Homelander. Because, what, he just murdered his adoptive daughter.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Butcher did, but yeah.
Oh. Well, that doesn't make sense then. Never mind, Butcher. You're an idiot. No, but Team Butcher all the way. Keep vigilanting everybody.
I do have an Edgar take as well.
But yeah, no, I think Edgar Hester is going to be involved in it somehow or another. Okay. My train of thoughts were getting crossed there for a second. I apologize.
Your A-train of thoughts?
My A-train of thoughts.
Ooh.
I like that.
Deep thoughts with the deep. A-train of thoughts with A-train.
There you go.
Those two competing against each other would be hilarious.
Well, that's right. That was from his, like, his podcast, right?
Yeah.
Deep thoughts with the deep.
Or just so many times it would just show up.
Oh, on like just, the book and stuff.
It's just like the stupidest shit ever, but it's hilarious.
Yeah. I still like the deep.
He's such a, yeah. So this is my deep prediction. The deep dies in a satisfying but embarrassing way by Starlight.
I could agree with that one. It seems fitting.
I'm trying to think how it would work. Maybe like he's in a sea of ocean and she like somehow shoots it with... No, it's not electricity based.
Starlight.
Well, it's kind of electricity based.
Well, yeah, because it makes the lights flicker and everything. Yeah.
She says maybe she just shoves a light stick up her ass or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's going to be satisfying. I think it's going to be embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going to be him talking shit. Like, he's a superior being. And she's just going to somehow murder him in, like, in a way that's, like, embarrassing. And, yeah. But it's not going to happen until, like, a couple of, like, last episodes.
Poor Deep.
He just reminds me of, like, the goofy henchman that can never win.
Yeah.
But, like, he also just doesn't make great choices.
I did like that they finally made him look strong when he punched through the person's head.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize he was super strong, too.
Yeah, I mean, look. Yeah, I mean, it seems like every hero has super strength and super durability.
Yeah.
I think just base-wise.
Fair.
Like, they're all just Captain America at their floor, which is crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Firecracker, she just lights up things, but she can still punch and...
Right, take a beating.
Hit. Yeah. All right, number four. Or no, this is number five. Black Noir is undercover.
Okay.
He is hired. Probably a clone of either Black Noir or Homelander. But he is undercover for Edgar.
Hmm.
I think that's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. See that.
Number six, this is the Frenchie Kimiko one. I think either Frenchie and Kimiko die as lovers or MM dies.
Hmm.
I think someone from the boys dies outside of Butcher. I think that's a fair thing to say.
Yeah, I think so. Well, then we said the same thing because we both said that Kimiko. We said both said one, so one of them was going to die.
I said both of them die.
Oh, you think both of them?
Yeah, I don't. I honestly think Kimiko and Frenchie both die.
Okay.
Like if they do, like I don't know how you can kill one not the other. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
If one's going to die, it's Frenchie.
Yeah.
Because Kimiko, I think...
It's a lot harder to kill.
Yeah, story-wise, but also just character-wise, how do you kill her and make it satisfying?
Yeah.
Frenchie, you know, he has the dumb, lovable, like, I'm going to, you know, sacrifice myself for Kimiko.
Mm-hmm.
MM also is, like, hard to kill, too, because, like, he has a family, and he's been through so much shit, but I'm like, I feel like one of the three has to die. Huey makes it through, but he's going to have some sort of scar. Like, he's... And that's kind of what season 4 has been about.
Sure.
But I feel like he has a happy-ish ending with Starlight, but either he's not going to walk, or he's going to have something that... I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Probably superhero-based. Maybe he is someone who can teleport, but he's just... Maybe he has to always be naked or something. Starlight will become the hero of the Resistance and then be the hero that pushes through after the whole season 5. I said war because I feel like it's going to become
probably going to be a war.
Number sign, nine, Homelander will commit a genocide of some kind.
He's already kind of leading up to that, putting everybody in internment camps and...
Yeah.
You know.
We haven't seen the full extent of
the prisons.
Which, yeah, we haven't seen it. We've just seen them rounding people up.
Right, and there was a lot of talk about that, right, in season four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also, I forget if it was season two or season three, the whole scene, I think it might have been season two, the scene where he, like, imaginary just lasers a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think we get that.
Oh, so no, it's a little more serious than that, too, because the guy that he puppeted up, he was the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy that owned all the prisons.
Yep.
And so he had major... you know, monetary reasons for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's president. Yeah. They're definitely going to be committing some genocides.
I just think, like, there's going to be a resistance and there's going to be a protest and he's going to show up and
just laser everyone in half.
And I think it's either going to be first episode or we're going to build up to it. Yeah. But I think it's definitely going to happen.
Well, I mean, he's already publicly offed somebody and everyone's still like, argh!
Well, like, now he is essentially the power.
Yeah.
Who's going to take him out? The president?
Right. And he basically controls the president because Homelander put him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a genocide. I don't even think that's in heart. Like, I think that's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Ashley one, she will get killed by Homelander right away. Heroes at the end of the series will either be owned by the government, as in they're working for the government.
Yep.
Or they're going to be outlawed entirely.
Sent to Australia. Prison colony.
Or Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia sucks.
Well, I'm just thinking historically this is also the prison state.
Oh, is it?
It was, yeah.
I always thought of Texas as the big prison state.
I mean, I think now, yeah. They probably have the most prisons per... That would make sense. I feel like if we look it up, it would be Texas has the most prisons.
I bet.
But, yeah, Georgia was, in the original 13 colonies, Georgia was the place that they sent most of their prisoners to.
Gotcha. It was the prison colony. Yeah, I did not actually know that, or I guess maybe I knew that at one time. I just didn't remember that.
Here I am, just a load of knowledge.
Get that. It was America's Australia.
Number 12. Soldier Boy will do some heroic shit at the end, but for selfish reasons. Maybe kills the final villain, maybe Black Noir. But I guess I kind of threw that into two. I don't think I wrote this in here. I think Soldier Boy doesn't die this season. I think he gets set up as like the for his own show.
Yeah, okay.
And I think it's going to be like a Better Call Saul prequel plus. That's going to be my prediction. I think Soldier Boy kills the final villain. He's going to go fuck off and do his own thing.
Oh, I had one more prediction for the final fight. Maeve shows back up and sacrifices herself somehow. Redeeming.
God damn you, that was my next one.
Was it? Nice.
Yeah. Good. No, it's good. Number 13 is Maeve gets found, forced back in, fights Homelander, dies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe not force back. I foresee her like showing up like Wonder Woman, you know, wind billowing.
Well, I think she gets forced in because like I think she's gonna try hard not to get in there, and she is out. But I think she gets found, and I think she gets forced back in with Gen V. And maybe it's forced and then like she chose. Because I can see it too. Like, hey, you know, she's part of the internment camps. Gets some Gen V, puts it in her, and it becomes Queen Maeve again. If Queen Maeve doesn't show up, is that a disappointment?
I feel like she's a really big character not to show up.
Yeah.
Because she was non-existent entire after season four, right?
Yeah.
So I think it would be... I think there would be a lot of people that would be disappointed if she didn't... wasn't some sort of more explained ending for her.
I honestly think she has to die.
Yeah.
And there is the whole thing, like, oh, she's just out. She's just not a part of the show anymore. I do think narratively, I'm like, I don't think this is a good ending for Queen Maeve. I think, like, she has to come in.
I think all of the original seven have to die.
Starlight included?
Or is she not? I don't consider her original.
Okay, so...
Noir.
Noir, he's dead.
Yep, technically. Homelander needs to be dead. A-Train, Deep. A-Train,
Deep. Yeah,
Ezekiel wasn't part of the Seven, right?
No. The fire guy, what's his name?
Torchlight? Yeah, like Torchlight.
Torchlighter,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that killed Mallory's family.
Yep, he's already dead. And then Translucent.
Oh, yeah, he was the first one to go.
So it's really just the Deep and A-Train and Homelander, the three.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to survive?
Of the seven?
Yeah, of the three.
Of those three? A-Train. I think people would be okay if he didn't die and actually became a real hero.
You know what? Actually, I just thought of this ending. So I think it's A-Train, Deep, Homelander. I think we can agree with that as like odds of who's going to make it.
Yeah.
What if the Deep makes it? What if the Deep somehow, some way survives all of it, but he like somehow becomes the hero that A-Train was?
Right.
Like A-Train dies a hero, but people thought it was the Deep, and he just rolls with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that not be like the dumbest The Boys ending ever?
It would be great.
I would just laugh. I'd be like, this is awful. Poor A-Train, but fuck it.
I just want the Deep to redeem himself somehow. He's just so... he's so such a fuck-up.
Yeah.
He's just such an idiot. It's like, he feels like... You can only make so many jokes at somebody before you start feeling bad for him.
Well, he's choosing this.
He is, but like, still, man. He just is everyone's punching bag.
And that's why I said, like, he either dies a satisfying way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, he deserves that, but it's a cool death.
Like, even when he, got a little good in his life and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm banging the smart chick.
Yeah.
What's her name?
His wife?
No. No.
Oh, Sage.
Sister Sage. He's banging Sister Sage when she's knocking out her brains, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't have to think about anything. And then she finally comes out that she's banging Noir too, and he's like, "What? What are you talking about? Punching her brains out?" And you're just like, "Oh, poor bastard." She doesn't have to lobotomize herself to bang Noir, but me. I just felt so bad for him at that point. I'm just like, "Oh, dude,
it's so cruel." This show is really cruel to the Deep.
It really is. That's why I said, you can't help to not feel bad for him a little bit. He's a douchebag, and he's a terrible person.
Parks and Rec.
No.
Good show. Worthy of watching. There's one character on there. His name's Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, think nicest man you'll ever meet, but he just fucks up constantly. And he's just the punching bag. But at the end of the show, the big finale, and this is, I guess, spoilers for
Parks and Rec.
He becomes mayor at the end.
Okay. That's fitting.
Like, he becomes mayor. He gets a happy ending. They all do. But, like, he gets, like, the happy ending. Or, like, okay, Jerry gets some love.
It's like Milton. In the end of Office Space.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Office Space, right?
Yep.
Everyone just, like, they send him down to the basement, and, like, he doesn't get paid for 8 weeks in a row, and, like, just he doesn't get the cake, and he's the only one that turns out good, arguably.
You didn't give me my red staple.
Yeah.
You didn't give me back my red staple.
But, yeah, like, so, yeah, he's still Milton, and he's, like, people aren't giving him what he wants, but he's the only one that's, like, has millions of dollars, is on a beach drinking pina coladas.
Did he not?
But he didn't get the right drink. I asked for a margarita, and this is actually a pina colada. Hello? Is anybody? Burned down the entire building.
Did he not burn?
Yeah, he burned down the building.
Yeah.
So he got his revenge.
Uh-huh.
And got all the money.
Yep.
And no one knows.
Fucking Milton.
Milton, like, yeah, same character.
Yeah. Similar ending. Like, I feel like the Deep's either... we're either going to follow through, he's going to get a brutal death that is, like, satisfying, or he's going to be, like, the one person who gets the happy ending after all of it.
Be reunited with his octopus under the ocean.
Or a dolphin.
A dolphin, yeah.
Or a shark.
Fun facts about dolphins. Do you know that they're one of the only mammals that also have sex for pleasure?
Yeah.
And they also don't care where it is. So oftentimes you'll see males blowholing each other.
Go Dolphins.
Go Dolphins, yeah. How progressive of them.
Very progressive.
I know.
Good for them. They're just, you know, they're just doing their thing. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
No, they're doing dolphin things.
They don't care about dolphin society, yeah. Societal rules.
Yeah, no one says anything.
Free love, man.
Yeah. Whee!
Free love, no war.
Also, chimps will use prostitution.
What?
Yeah.
Chimps will...
They have so, chimps, female chimps...
Okay.
...will engage in prostitution for, like, meat. So, like, they'll come over to a male chimp that has a bunch of, like, uh-huh. If they just, like, caught a monkey or something like that, yeah. And she'll be like, whoop, stick her butt up in his face, and the monkey's like, all right, cool, pam, 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 and then he's like, yeah, here, throws her a chunk of meat.
Weird.
I know.
I mean,
okay. They're just, like, it's just nature, but, like, when you put it to human context, it's like they're engaging in prostitution.
Yeah. I mean, go chimps, I guess.
And they're like, not even, it's like, not even like life partner chimps or anything like that. It's just, they'll be like, hey, you got some monkey meat?
It's just a trade. They're just trading services.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, also, chimps are Satan's creatures. I don't know if you've ever actually seen videos of, they eat meat.
Uh-huh.
And they'll like murder people and rip off limbs. But like, if you've ever seen them hunting monkeys, it's terrifying. Like, they just go full savage and just are like, you know.
I mean, I've seen chimps, monkeys, and not all together, but at a zoo, I've seen fights. So, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, no, the chimps just go straight savage.
Look at you. I got knowledge of prison states. You
got knowledge. And I got of animals that have sex. Engagement. Why do I know that? Never mind. That was all stuff I don't know about. Womp. Womp. Womp.
I feel like most people know about the dolphins one.
Yeah.
That's pretty shared information. Chimpanzees, I did not know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Whales will also, like, glide against smooth rocks in a certain areas just to masturbate. Yeah.
Go whales.
Go whales. Go all aquatic.
This ocean is really...
Oh, God. Now everyone's going to think twice about swimming in the ocean.
Go swimming in the ocean. We're like, wait a second, what... There's, I have no idea what's mixed in here.
There's blowhole smegma everywhere.
Just, you know, little bits of semen from different animals.
Gross.
Don't drink the water. The salt? Yes. That's
it's the salt.
I don't even know where I'm at with my list. Oh, yeah, Queen Maeve. I have three more. Jared Padinsky from Supernatural.
Okay.
Will be part of one episode.
Is that with...
He's from Supernatural.
Is he one of the brothers?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the other brother. He will be part of... He will be in an episode with Soldier Boy. And Soldier Boy is going to murder the fuck out of his character. That's my prediction.
Cameo instantly dies.
Instantly dies. I feel like that would be the funnest thing, right? Like, if you're working with somebody for, like, years and you join another show and, like, hey, I'll come back. You want to do a whole thing? Nah, just kill me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I mean, if me and you became actors and, like, I brought you onto a show,
mm-hmm.
like, or vice versa, I feel like if you were on a show and I came onto your show and you're like, all right, we only do one episode, I'm gonna kill you off in the most, like, you know, visually way possible. I'd be like, fucking dope.
Mm-hmm. I would want to be killed in something cool.
So I just feel like the boys is going to just be straight up, like, murder every episode.
I just thought of my favorite part of Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
The Dadpool. Or Peter Pool.
Oh.
Because it was Sugar Bear.
Yeah.
I just eventually, like, as soon as he walked up, I just looked at it, like, the dad bottom, like, it's Dadpool. I love that. And he's the one that actually, like, you know, he just comes in with the dad energy and is like, listen now, Deadpools. This is a good Deadpool.
I like it.
Yeah.
Did you see my TikTok of all the masks?
Mm-mm. Oh, the Avengers dads?
Yeah.
No, I saw it when I was scrolling when I couldn't watch, mm-hmm. so I meant to go back and watch it. But
very good. I wanted to do a Deadpool one.
Nice.
And name him Dadpool.
Nice.
I feel like it'd be a lot of fun. You have to do it right, though. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of people can play Deadpool.
No.
Well, if you go on TikTok, there's a lot of people playing Deadpool. Pretty good.
So do you subscribe? Was it Blake Lively underneath the...
I think it was.
Underneath the, yeah, the suit?
Yeah. I think it was. I wish she would have been, like, more of a character.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be a lot of fun. I also like how you just straight up, like, name drops Blake a couple times in the film. 15. The show will have a dark ending, as in Homelander will die, but the system will be the same. And number 16 is, if Edgar does not die by Homelander, he takes back Bot, and Bot becomes the same thing as it was. But Homelander's gone. That's my prediction.
I like that.
I feel like they did not kill him off. They're either going to kill him off or he's going to come back.
Yeah. I think Edgar's going to come back.
I think if he comes back and takes Bot, he's probably done with superheroes.
Right.
I do think they're going to be outlawed.
Yeah.
And I think the sequel series with Soldier Boy, it's going to be a prequel, but also a sequel series. It's going to be them people hunting down Soldier Boy. Probably Huey and Starlight. Or, so, yeah, that's that is my predictions.
We got 2 years to wait?
Yeah.
Fine.
2 years. All right, I do have some questions. All right, do you think The Boys Season 5... Do you think it's going to end well, or do you think it's going to follow the same trajectory that season 4 did? I think we both agree that season 4 was the worst season of the 4.
I think so.
So the question is, do you think season 5 is going to end it on a really solid ground as like the first 3 seasons, or is it going to be season 4 in its production, or worse?
Or is it going to be season 8 of Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is something that's probably going to be on a lot of our minds.
I mean, my only hope is, or my only reason why I think that they'll take the feedback that they got and do something better with it is because it's Prime. Yeah. And from what I've seen, Prime produces, I think, arguably better TV shows than HBO does.
Unless it's Lord of the Rings.
Unless it's Lord of the Rings. That's the everyone get one. Everyone gets one.
Everyone gets one.
But, like, The Last of Us. Or, no, Last of Us was HBO, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I'm thinking Fallout, then. Fallout was just... I guess that's the freshest Amazon series that I've watched.
Invincible, Boys, Fallout.
Okay.
Amazon has been doing pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it should be... They have a God of War show that's coming on, and I... After watching Fallout, I'm like, okay, this is... This company, I think, is...
They get it.
Also, Amazon was a delivery company turned streaming service. So I don't
restaurant turned streaming service. No,
it's not that far fetched. Amazon did it.
Oh yeah, fair. God. When is it even? No, they originally were like.
What stupid shit's gonna be on Chick-fil-A streaming service?
Yeah, I don't know.
What like beloved franchise that we'd been asking for forever is just gonna be on Chick-fil-A streaming service? Like Warhammer, Space Marines. Only on Chick-fil-A Plus.
Mass Effect, only on Chick-fil-A Plus.
No, don't do that to me.
I know, that's what it would be.
I'd watch it.
I'd subscribe to Chick-fil-A Plus for a month or so.
I don't know if I'd subscribe with it, but I'd watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that was the only way you could watch it, though.
What if the only way you can watch it is if you have to buy a chicken sandwich from them? Like, hey... This company that a lot of people don't buy from because of political reasons. If you want to watch your beloved Mass Effect or Warhammer or anything, you gotta buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich with us for the free coupon.
There you go.
Be like, motherfucker.
Otherwise, it costs $99.99.
That's why piracy's still around.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't show up on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the only thing I would be upset about if they do follow through with the streaming service. If they play on Sundays, I'm going to just be mad because of the lore.
Right.
Like, this is a company that has a restaurant and an NFL stadium, but they do not open
on Sundays.
On Sundays when they fucking play
right.
90% of their games of the year. I'm like, stick with it.
Yep.
If you got a bit, stick with it. I think we talked about the movie idea, right? That The Boys might end in the movie. There's a couple people talk about a movie. Do you think we get a movie?
I can see some movie prequels.
I have an idea. This show, maybe this is another prediction. If we do get a movie, this is how it's going to go. The last episode is going to be Homelander Butcher. Mm-hmm. Butcher wins, but Butcher dies.
Yep.
The movie is going to be the actual final villain with Ryan or Butcher, potentially. Would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we get a sequel series at all? I know I talked about it with Soldier Boy a little bit, teased it.
I could see some prequel stuff, maybe.
I think it sounds like the prequel stuff with Soldier Boy and Stormfront is likely.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we get a sequel series that's not Soldier Boy.
Could be.
I feel like people really like this universe. Like, it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting aspects that I'm just like, the idea of like there's superhero, you know, university, and there's a draft, and then cities get different heroes. Like, I think that would be an interesting thing from like a young hero growing up.
Sure.
I don't know. All right, yeah, season 5, The Boys. Tom, any final predictions? Any final thoughts?
Hope it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of series screw the pooch at the end of it.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones. Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to think of other shows that kind of... Well, I mean, Office.
Everyone hated the Sopranos ending.
I actually really liked the Sopranos ending.
Yeah. But I remember it getting a lot of flack.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just too vague.
It is very vague. I guess, like... Man, I haven't talked to Sopranos on here.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
Like, ever. I didn't watch it at the time. I watched it like later on, mm-hmm. and like it at the ending, and I remember everybody complaining about the finale, and then watching it. I just in my head he died.
Yeah,
and I think that's just the best way. Mm-hmm. And like I don't think the showrunner will ever admit like that's it. But I mean, right. No, it just thematically like it makes more sense if he dies.
Right.
Them just ending it that way. I'm not. I don't know.
Right.
I guess it doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't suck. I'm
trying to think of, like, one final prediction I can, like, think of with a random-ass character, but I cannot.
No.
Web Weaver comes back. The hero assist.
Gross.
I'm trying to think of if there's, like, a ridiculous hero that, like, we've teased, but, like, killed off, but, like, didn't kill off.
What was the dude, It was part of the crappy TV psychic show. Oh, and he ends up getting his hands broken.
Yeah, I think he died.
Did he die? Did Homelander off him?
I think so. Yeah, it was Joel Egerton.
Yep.
Did you know he was supposed to be Star-Lord?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was supposed to be?
He auditioned for Star-Lord.
Oh, jeez.
And he's just like, just so you know, be happy I didn't get the part because I could not do what Chris Pratt does.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that would have been an interesting Star-Lord. Yeah, I can't think of it. I was trying to end the show on some final crazy prediction.
Yep.
Yeah, the Deep's going to be the real hero here.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. It's the Deep.
Final redemption for the Deep.
Maybe his girlfriend comes back and kills him. He's going to be the hero. And his ex-girlfriend's going to get the revenge.
The octopus?
With an octopus.
Nice.
Well, no, his ex-girlfriend from the church.
Oh, I thought you were saying...
With the octopus.
I just imagined him, like, getting consumed by a giant squid because his wife octopus told him about what he did.
I'd be down for that. I'd be down for him actually becoming the hero at the end, and everyone praises him as the hero, but then he just dies
because
of a squid.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it with that.
Yep, death by squid for the Deep. Final prediction.
Final prediction.
There.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.